More than 300 MDCT youths marched on Parliament from their party's Harvest House headquarters today, demanding the release of Itai Dzamara, leader of the Occupy Africa Unity Square pressure group, who was allegedly abducted in Harare's Glenview high-density suburb by five unknown assailants who bundled him into a white Isuzu truck on Sunday. The protesters, who were carrying placards inscribed with various messages criticizing Dzamara's abduction, told ZANU-PF and opposition legislators making their way into the house for today's deliberations that they were not happy with Dzamara's kidnapping, adding that they would not leave the streets until the activist was released. Baton-wielding police details pounced on the protesters when they were leaving Parliament building and started assaulting the protesters, who retaliated, pelting the officers with stones and other objects. Studio 7 witnessed some of the police officers running away from the youths who were charging on them, while some of the officers' uniforms were blood-stained. In no time, the activists ran in different directions as the officers were also scaring for their safety. Dzamara last year petitioned President Robert Mugabe, calling on him to resign for allegedly failing to run the country democratically and pushing Zimbabwe's economy into the abyss. MDCT National Youth Chairperson Happy Mochidziva, who led today's protests, said President Mugabe and his two deputies, Emmerson Mnangagwa and Pelekezela Mpoko, were responsible for Dzamara's abduction and called on them to release him.
The MDC youth got into the streets in a way to deliver a message to the parliamentarians for the coming back of Itai Dzamara. We were demanding Dzamara to be back. You know, Itai Dzamara is one of the activists. We have been in the streets demanding for better livelihoods of people. And these government officials, the state and the ministers of Home Affairs, we know recently they beat Itai Dzamara at Africa Unity Square, and now he has been kidnapped. We actually know that they are the ones who are responsible for this kidnap, and they have to bring back Itai Dzamara.
Another protester, James Chidakwa, said Dzamara's alleged kidnapping has left many Zimbabweans in shock and fear of the unknown. He called for a democratic change of government to ensure public security.
To avert further abductions, I think human rights defenders must be on spotlight, and a brother must be checking a brother. However, the ultimate thing in this country that should happen is a change of government. We see that there's a political crisis in this country. ZANU-PF are fighting each other, and they want to divert their attention from their in-house to innocent civilians in the streets. So I'm saying the most important thing that as Zimbabweans we should do, we should keep fighting this system to make sure that we have change of government in this country.
Chidziva told Studio 7 that they did not assault the police officers, claiming that the protesting MDCT youths were the victims of police brutality.
MDC youth or Zimbabwean youth, we are non-violent, and the only thing that happened that time was that these police, these reactions, they are just reactions, and they are not trained for any riotous act. That's why they just come in and started beating up youth. Our youth are peace-loving, and they didn't even beat any police officer, but the police officer just rushed in and they beat up people. They even beat me. This end of mine is itching right now. But I was just walking, and we didn't revenge. We just kept on walking because we have already delivered our message, that oral message that we are delivering to the parliamentarians.
Meanwhile, police spokesperson Charity Charamba confirmed that the officers were assaulted by the youths. She said Zimbabweans should promote peace and not target police officers. Mrs. Charamba also called on the people to give police time to investigate Dzamara's alleged abduction, following a report that was filed by his wife yesterday. Meanwhile, heavily armed police details barricaded the MDCT headquarters, barring people from passing through the opposition's offices following the fracas at Parliament. At the same time, the U.S. Embassy in Harare today released a statement expressing concern over Zamara's alleged abduction. The statement urged authorities to ensure that Zamara's rights, as enshrined in the Constitution, are honored. Some of the organizations that have also expressed concern about Zamara's fate include Amnesty International, the Zimbabwe Peace Project, the Human Rights NGO Forum, and the European Union. At the time of going to air, Zamara's lawyers were at Harare Central Police Station to see if police details had made any headway in locating the pro-democracy activist. One of the lawyers, Alec Muchadehama, said there was no sight of Zamara at the Harare Central Police Station. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.